When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the OHIO Podcast Live Call-In Show NFL Draft 2024 Special. That is Chris Wilds. I am Buckeye Boggs. Wildman, you ready for a little drafting tonight?
Absolutely. Got my screen going over here. Got my big board over here. We're good to go.
All right, man. I was going to Mel Kiper my hair tonight, but I accidentally got my hair cut about a week and a half ago. I should have let it go. I'd have been able to do my Mel Kiper hair. But looking forward to tonight. We got a lot of good things to talk about. Man, our boy Coconut, he is in the house already and ready for tonight's draft. That's my man Coconut from the Philippines. It's Friday morning for him, so he's enjoying a little NFL draft and Wheaties over there in the Philippines.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Wheaties?
I love me some Wheaties.
Wheaties were good. We sprinkled a little sugar on them, but that's...
Oh, no sugar.
That's why I got diabetes today. Absolutely. Hey, we got something special for all of you tonight, but before we dive into that, I want to say this. We are brought to you by The College Huddle. Go over to thecollegehuddle.com. Check out a bunch of great articles written by all kinds of different podcasters. We have 70 different colleges represented over at the College Huddle. The OHIO Podcast is your Buckeye podcast over there. We are also the official Ohio State podcast of Scarlet and Game Fansided. Head over to scarletgame.com. Check us out there, as well as all the great articles written by the great writers over at Scarlet and Game. Chris, right now we are streaming live on YouTube. We are streaming live on Facebook tonight, and we are streaming live on the old X tonight as well. So if you're one of those three places, we can see all of your comments. If you're commenting from Facebook and or YouTube, cannot see you commenting if you're on X. So if you want to, hey, going over to YouTube, that's the best place to comment. It's the fastest. We know who you are. YouTube is where it's at. If you want to participate in tonight's show, like this guy has done already, that's our boy Billy Bob from Billy Bob's Backyard Barbecue. He says, "Good evening." Good evening, Billy Bob. Great t-shirt in your Thirsty Thursday video you were wearing today. A little throwback to the old white t-shirt that we had with the old logo that we're not allowed to talk about. But Billy Bob wore that and supported us with that, so we're appreciative of that. Coconut confirming, yep, Philippines in the house, just enjoying a nice filet mignon with a little Heinz 57. Well, we have a draft in honor of Chris Wilds.
You don't put sauce on good steak. A filet is a good cut of steak. You spoil it when you put the sauce on.
So you do realize, Chris, that means he watched our video. If you haven't seen that video, Chris and I, we argued about the top five tailgate foods. And I wanted to make the argument that number one should be steak. But I get it, Chris. I get it. You know, that's not everybody. But hey, when you came over to my house, what did you tell me about my steak?
Your steak was awesome. It was great. French so French. Good, it didn't need sauce.
Hey, I'll take that as a compliment, man. Hey, tonight, when the draft is happening, I got my screen on here in the office. Chris has got his on. When a pick is made, we're going to have this little ditty come on the show. Right here. Those of you who don't know who that is, that's Russell Wilson's girlfriend back when he got drafted. She was awful excited to become a millionaire before, breakup happened. So just always a little reminder. So when you see this face come on your screen, a pick just happened. That's going to be a lot of fun or super annoying, one of the two.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the latter.
Sean Schrock, great question. How many people do you think will get robbed going to Detroit for the draft? Well, I know this much. If you drove up there and you didn't park outside the city and ride the shuttle in, you're probably going to show back up to your car with either bullet holes or no tires on it. Can't say we didn't warn you, right? All right, Dennis, good evening. Good evening, Dennis. Welcome to the OHIO podcast. Welcome into our draft call-in special. It's going to be a great time tonight. Odysseus 2002 looks like Buzz's girlfriend.
His girlfriend from Home Alone.
Does it?
No.
Oh, shoot. Go look that up if you don't know what I'm talking about. That is absolutely hilarious. It was going around the internet today, and I'm like, you know what? We're gonna add her to the show tonight. Her excitement is gonna be on every pick. Do you remember last year, Will Levis's girlfriend? Everybody's talking about her. Yeah. And how as the night went on, she went like got more and more disappointed in Will Levis. And we were joking that she was probably going to have her new boyfriend. And then the next day, when he came back for day number two, because he didn't get picked, she was not with him.
Yeah. That's bad. Will lost on many levels there, you know, because if I remember right, she was pretty hot, Eric.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. I want to know in the chat right off the bat tonight, where's Marvin going? Number one, where's Marvin going? Number two, is he the only Buckeye drafted tonight? Let me know in the chat what you think on those questions. Where's he going? Is he going to be the only Buckeye drafted tonight? We have ZZM in the house tonight saying, hey there, all. How's it going, ZZM? Welcome to the OHIO podcast. Live call-in draft special. Going to be a great night. And I believe they have just started the draft, and somebody is going to be on the clock here very shortly. They have some guy wearing Detroit colors up there screaming and hollering, all the Michigan fans up there.
Now, you know, I will say this. I am not a fan of Detroit. I'm not a fan of anything Michigan. But those new Lions uniforms are pretty tight.
Those are nice.
Those are nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an acceptable shade of blue is what I will say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this first prediction here.
How does he get there, Brian? That's my next question.
Straight up. That's the only way, right?
That's the only way I can see it. I have to agree with Dennis.
Dennis, he's going to Arizona. No others drafted in round one. I agree, Dennis. Oh, Barry Sanders is there. That's cool. Have you seen the Barry Sanders special yet?
No.
Check that out.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. What's really funny about that is at the end, his sons are interviewing him, talking to him, uh-huh. And they're talking about fax machines. It is so – his youngest son had no idea what a fax machine was,
yeah.
No clue, right?
Yeah.
Brian agrees. He believes Tennessee is going to trade up. Brian, I got a question for you on that. Is this intuition or this what you would like to see? Let me know that. Sean Schrock, he doesn't mind the Lions. They don't play in the NFC North
You mean the AFC North?
AFC North. They play in the NFC North, not the AFC North. So it's a little different for Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh.
It is. And I'll tell you, I did like to see Goff get his redemption story going, you know, turning his career around after, you know, kind of a rough start out there in with the Rams.
Yeah. Buckeye 70-84. Marvin is the only one tonight, I think. I'm agreeing with you, Buckeye. Yeah, I'm afraid that's going to be it. If there is one other Buckeye drafted tonight, Chris, is it Michael Hall somehow slipping in the end of the first round, someone taking a flyer?
You know, that'd be that's just a really big reach.
It is because he's injury prone. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I wrote about that today in today's article. If you want to go over to theHighOwlPodcast.com, I wrote a Buckeye NFL draft preview story, and I broke down where we all think the Buckeyes will get drafted according to our predictions, which we received some, Chris, by email. So we have some entries into our game to see if they can beat either you or myself or JR. And Mike Hall Jr., by all three of us, said it would be second half of round two if he doesn't – and that's if he doesn't slide to the beginning of round three. But
yeah. I even think it's a little bit of a reach to take him in the second round, to be honest. Given what limited sample size we've had and the injury bug that he's had, I could see him sliding to the third. I just feel like his talent – and his upside get him into the end of round two.
I agree. The phone line is open, everybody. 567-483-1999 if you want to call in and talk to us tonight. We'd be happy to speak with you guys. Whatever's on your mind. You want to talk NFL draft, we'll do it. You want to talk Marvin, we'll do it. You want to talk who your favorite NFL team is and who you hope they get, we'll do that as well. But there is some Buckeye stuff that we can talk about tonight, including this topic. Where does Marvin Harrison rank on your all-time wide receiver list? Let me ask you this. Let's start here, Chris. Is he top 10?
I think he has to be top 10.
Is he top 5?
I would have loved to have seen this guy play a full 4 years. I would have. The record books would have went by the wayside.
He played two and got a bowl game. I mean, that's essentially what. What's his name? Hall of Famer Chris Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, Chris Carter lost his junior year.
Yeah.
And then went NFL. So that's something else we can talk about tonight. If you guys want to call
I would say he's probably top 5 for me. He's such a talent.
Okay, here's what's really crazy. Where would Jaxon Smith-Njigba fell if he would have gotten to play his junior year?
Oh,
I mean, top 5 because he had one season, but if you want to just take one season, who had the best singular season as a wide receiver, it might be Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Well, yeah, and he did it in a year where they nearly had two other 1,000-yard receivers along with him.
Yeah.
I mean, Olave fell just short that year, if I recall, right? He 9-something in that year, and he set out a game or two because of injury.
Mm. Chris Carter's number one, says Sean.
See,
this is an interesting take. Sorry, but not even top 10. You have 10 guys ahead of Marvin on your list.
I got to know who they are.
Let's see your list, my friend. I want to see that. That's hard for me to think that there's really 10 guys better than Marvin. I mean, if you stop and think about it, two receivers before 1990 that you can even consider.
Yeah.
Right? Chris Carter and what, Warfield?
Warfield, yeah.
And then when Cooper era starts, they actually start throwing the football.
Yeah, we get Jenkins, we get Boston. Of course, those guys come a little later, but yeah.
Jenkins was Tressel.
Tress, yeah.
But you have David Boston, Joey Galloway,
Terry Glenn.
Those were the big three with Cooper. And then bring in Tressel. You got Jenkins. You got Ted Ginn Jr.
Yep.
Santonio Holmes. Yeah. I feel like I'm missing a big one with Tress.
No. I'll tell you one that was very, I thought, underrated, but if you look statistically, he's one of the best. It's KJ Hill. I don't have him in my top 10.
Consistent over a longevity. He never had that
huge. You know what you're forgetting? There was a guy named Hartline that was pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, if you want to do that, Gonzalez. I think Gonzalez was better than Hartline.
He was.
As far as collegiate career.
Yeah, pro career was flipped. But they both had decent, not great.
Okay, here, this was an interesting one, Billy Bob. Billy Bob brings up Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas really kind of put the Ohio State wide receiver back on the map again because of what he did in the NFL. Now, he was great in college as well, but look at his numbers.
At least for the first 3-4 years.
They were not huge, you know? No. Then when Urban comes in and you have Ryan Day take over play calling, the numbers went through the roof.
Yeah.
As far as receivers. You know, and it really started, in all honesty, with Chris Olave. When Chris Olave came in, Garrett Wilson, and now we're on this incredible, crazy run of wide receivers. Yeah. But, yeah, as far as college numbers, those unbelievable top seasons really are coming under Urban Meyer's and Ryan Day's tenure, which is interesting. So this is a great conversation. Love to get your guys' take if you want to call in and talk about that. But looking forward to tonight's draft. So the first pick is in. Who do you think it's going to be, Chris?
It's going to be the world's biggest whiner, Caleb Williams.
Boy, I sure hope not. All right, let's accept our first caller tonight. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All the way from sunny Florida, it's your friend and mine, Billy Bob. What's going on tonight, Billy Bob?
Hey, what's going on?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. What can I say?
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Although I was looking out from some sliding glass doors, you know, at the JOB.
Oh, yeah?
So, Caleb Williams, number one pick. Big surprise, right? Chris said the whiner.
Well, how many finger? Well, he's obvious. How many fingernails are going to be painted tonight on that fella?
I don't know. Although I will say, I heard an interview with him yesterday. Rick Neuheisel and Caleb Williams, and actually, I was impressed with the way he talked. I was actually impressed with everybody they interviewed. Two of which were Terrion Arnold. They had Terrion Arnold and Marvin on at the same time. And so Arnold from Alabama. And very well-spoken guys, good interviews.
Here we go, guys.
I think everybody's come.
Billy Bob, the pick is in, so that means we got to have our
there you go.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Everybody knew it. Now we'll have to see. We'll have to see how many fingernails are painted.
All right. Let's see. I can't tell. I'm watching. Yeah. I can't tell.
Well, I didn't see any, but I heard he was going to have at least one fingernail painted. So,
he's walking. Yeah. He's walking over here.
You know,
Lorenzo Rizzo.
He wore the Chicago blue, so it kind of makes you think he knew, right?
Yep. So Marvin, I'd say he's in the top five, but I like Ted Ginn in the top five too. I don't know what you guys think, but Ginn was just speedy, and I mean he was an unbelievable guy. Of course, maybe some of that was his punt returning and kickoff returning and just his overall play, but maybe I'm, what do they say, that conflating all the all of it together. But I thought Ginn was in the top five.
I don't think you're wrong with that. I mean, I think when you look at the receivers, maybe when you look at receivers, I would add Ted Ginn's special teams play to his overall value. Yep. And then you go back and you look at the 2006 national championship game when he gets hurt on the punt return or kick return, and it just
kickoff. Opening kickoff.
Derailed.
They jump on his back and break his ankle.
Derailed the game offensively for us from that moment on. We were not the same offense. And I don't know. I just feel like if he gets that win, if we were to beat Florida and we would get that national championship, how much different we would look at some of those guys who are on that team, including Ted Ginn Jr.
Man, I think Brian's got it pretty much nailed.
So Brian's list.
So let me ask you. Go ahead.
So this is Brian's list, Billy Bob. I'll let you respond to it. Brian Oberst.
Okay.
My opinion for the top five to wear the Buckeye colors as a receiver. Number one, Chris Carter. Number two, Joey Galloway. Number three, Terry Glenn. Number three, he has a tie. Terry Glenn and Chris Olave. Number four, Marvin Harrison Jr. Number five, David Boston. Your thoughts?
I don't think you can argue with any of that. I mean, you know, a lot of this is subjective, right?
And, sure.
You know, it's what we watched. I mean, you could throw – I mean, Garrett Wilson was a contortionist a lot like Marvin Harrison Jr., right? I mean, think of some of the catches Garrett Wilson made in the end zone. So that was crazy too. So sometimes it's, you know, Carter, we can argue Carter. And to your point, let's go this. To your point of Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, was great maybe in his last year. So maybe you don't put him in the top five, which obviously Brian didn't. But you then encompass what he's done in his pro career, and that elevates him overall, right? So, I mean, look at Terry McLaurin. Look at he was good at Ohio State. He's unbelievable.
He's become in the great NFL. NFL, yeah.
So, I don't know. I can't argue with what Brian said. I mean, it's subjective. We could probably take 10 guys and interchange them into the top five.
Let me show
you, or at least seven or eight.
Let me show you how much what you do in the NFL can change your opinion of what you did in college. Who do you think is the greatest quarterback to ever play for that team up north?
Well, overall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would have to be Brady, right?
Well, go back and look at Brady's career.
Collegiately, no.
But because of what he did in the NFL.
Wasn't he a third-string quarterback?
He was a backup until what, senior year?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to look – if you look collegiately, you'd probably make an argument for maybe an Elvis Gerbeck or
– Right.
I agree.
Somebody like that.
But, you know? Or even when you ask that question.
Yeah, that's another one. When you ask that question, you immediately go Brady. That's in your mind. And so that changes the NFL addition to that question changes how you think about it.
Okay, I'll give you one. We're going to go all the way back to – he wasn't Mr. Irrelevant, but he was close when they had 16 or 17 rounds in the NFL.
Yeah.
A kid out of Kent State, Don Nottingham, the bowling ball. You guys remember the bowling ball?
I do not.
Played for the Colts. He played for the Dolphins in their undefeated season. I mean, he was a beast. He played with Big Boo for a while, I think, at one time. Norm Boulash from North Carolina. But, you know, Nottingham's 16, 17 round pick. I think he was like 360-something. And so he wasn't much of a college guy. He was good. But good enough to be drafted, which they wouldn't even draft him today, right? He'd be an undrafted free agent.
Correct.
Because we only have, what, 7 rounds?
Yep.
So, 7 rounds, yep.
You know, he's 10, he's 9 or 10 rounds beyond that. So it's crazy the way it works. I mean, there's so many guys that lower picks. I mean, look at, you talked about the other day, Xavier
Johnson,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I kind of look at Xavier like Nate Ebner. Remember Ebner? You know, special teams specialist, played a little bit of DB, went and played a pretty good career with the New England Patriots. It's not only special teams, but he actually played some DB. So, or you look at Xavier like a Josh Cribbs, or did somebody said, I think the other day, not Rashaam Salaam, but the guy at Pittsburgh, who was the guy, the knight for the, what was his name?
Oh, no.
Antoine Randall. Cornell Stewart from Colorado.
Cornell Stewart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, that was, know, a quarterback.
By the way, the Rashaam Salaam name drop there, that was a good one. I actually had his jersey when I was in middle school. Oh, pick number 2's in.
Jaden Daniels
to Washington, going to be a Commander/Redskin.
All right. So, where do we think? I forgot what you guys said the other night. Where do you think? I didn't pass for 27 plays in the second half of the Penn State game. Where do you think that dude goes?
Where do I think he goes? I don't think we ever chose a spot where we thought we go. We all agreed that somebody's going to.
JJ, you guys didn't pick JJ as spot for him?
No, we didn't.
I think we all agreed somebody's going to waste a first round pick on him, though.
Yeah,
do you think it's going to be Minnesota?
I think Minnesota wants him.
I think you could see Minnesota. I think that Atlanta is Denver. A possible landing spot. Denver.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go back to your.
If he's there when the Chargers pick, would that not be an interesting situation?
Well, if he's there when the Chargers pick, I think Harbaugh would do it if he could get multiple first round picks for his current QB.
Oh, and he could.
I say if he's there when the Chargers. I say if he's there when the Chargers pick, I say I got one word, and it's not don't. It's bet.
Bet.
Right? Bet.
Yeah. So. You got it. Let's just graduate that to the
end. Hey, I wanted to real quick before I monopolize this and I'll let you guys go, I wanted to go back to last Thursday's show. It was a really good show, but it got a little bit not overwhelming. I don't know the word. But everybody's like picking on – I thought we were over picking on Day, but it was like, oh, Day is afraid to do this. He's afraid to do that. He's afraid to do that. I thought, Bogsy, I thought your one explanation was reasonable, that, you know, now it's his team, his toys, his guys, so he's a little more cautious. But, you know, I think we forget that Ryan Day is – it's his first head coaching job. You know, don't all forget, but sometimes we kind of, this is only he's going to be his fifth year as a head coach for the first time ever?
Sixth or fifth.
Still learning.
Well, true. But let me ask you this, Larry, because this is relatable. You were in the automobile industry. You sold cars.
I was.
When does a salesman remove the rookie label and have expectations applied to him?
Oh, man. You mean when does he get his black stripe removed?
Yes. There you go. That's one way to put it, right? Is it after a year? Is it 2 years? Like, obviously, it takes time to learn your chops and learn the process, you know, as a salesman. And I get that.
Well, so I won't say as a salesman, because a salesman would be an assistant coach or actually a player. So then you go to your sales managers, your general manager. And I'd say it probably took me and I had a couple good mentors that that taught me about the business overall. But I still think it took me at least a couple years. But I don't know that it's as – I didn't have the intricacy. I didn't have the portal. I didn't have nil. I didn't have all the – I didn't have 100 people working under me or 50. I had 30 or 40. But and then you have your managers too. And I think it took Day a while to give up the reins. He had to learn that, right? And he's learned it. And now he's not in that offensive room more hours of the day than he's with the overall team. So I think this is kind of – this should really be his breakout year. Maybe he got stuck in the mud for a year, like last year with – he was going to give up the offensive reins, but he didn't. Right? Maybe maybe that's because he didn't quite feel confident in Hartline calling the plays, or he was just a little – what's that word, you know, a little bit of a micromanager. Yeah. And so he's growing through that. So I don't know. I'm more of the, I'm not making $11 million coaching the team. So I'm willing to give him a little more leeway about what he knows than what I know.
So, let me ask you this question in response to your answer. ZZM says OSU is not really the place to cut your teeth. In my recollection, I don't know, other than Luke Fickell's in one interim year in 2011, I don't know of a head coach. I mean, I'm sure there was way back in like the 20s, 30s, and 40s somewhere before Woody County came right in, of a head coach that didn't come to Ohio State from another program as a head coach. I mean, just going back, Urban obviously coached at Florida. Oh, we got pick number 3 coming in here. Drake May, North Carolina. So they've gone chalk. So far, this is what everybody was predicting, which means the next pick is Arizona at number 4. Will this be where Marvin Harrison Jr., the first player, not a quarterback, taken in this draft, is going to go? Will he join Paris Johnson Jr. in the desert in Arizona? I say yes. Anyways, get back to what you were saying. OSU is not really the place to cut teeth.
Right. No, that's fair. That's a fair statement, but the reality is he is, right? So, I mean, Pressel didn't cut his teeth at Ohio State. But people were very skeptical because he came from Youngstown State, right? So they were skeptical of that. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a fair point. But you know what? Now we got the second guy in a major sport at Ohio State going to cut his teeth as a first-time head coach.
Yep.
In Jake Diebler.
Do you believe, like me, that it's a little bit more acceptable as a basketball coach, though?
Well, because the expectations aren't the same.
Bingo. You
know? Well, that's it. He's a basketball coach at a football school.
Right. But I'll also say this. I think to manage the portal is almost as difficult, if not more, with the basketball program. You got 12 guys on the team, and what do we have now? 7 guys are going to be gone from this year? 2 graduating, 5 in the portal.
You turn over your roster in basketball every year, and it's not just Ohio State. It's literally everyone. Everyone turns over their roster.
How do you build a team?
It's crazy. There's nothing like it. You can't do it in the NBA. You can't really do it in high school. I mean, you can't go from one high school to the other without – you know, some ramifications, unless you move to that school district or you open enroll and get accepted.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you just half your team just leaves the team in high school. College basketball is the only sport where that happens.
and they came up with this cockamamie rule that, we're going to consider your academics now if you want to transfer every year instead of, you know, just a grad transfer? How do you even consider that when some guys don't even go? Like basketball guys, if they're one and done, they barely go through a semester.
If they're freshmen, yeah, they don't. They don't even make it. They don't even make it through their freshman year of college, and they're already gone and moved on to a new school. Right. Yeah, there's going to have to be some changes made if they're going. If they continue down this road, they're going to lose a lot of people. Fan wise, like a lot of people are fed up, and it's so funny, you know, it's starting to hit the team up north in football now. Like today was what, the third guy since spring game that's jumped in the portal, and all of a sudden their fans are talking about, oh, there's been tampering going on. Guess what, man? There's tampering and everywhere. Like the NCAA can do nothing about it. It is literally open season.
Yeah.
And if you're not prepared financially and structurally to answer those bidding wars that are going to happen for your players, they're going to leave. That's it. Yep. In a lot of ways, it's an open market, right?
So let me get this straight.
When the competitor across the street comes after your top salesman, right? You know?
The cheaters are complaining about tampering.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, Chris. Yes.
Well, here's the Cardinals picked in. They're showing Marvin. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is obvious, isn't it? By the way,
I'm gonna go play with Paris Johnson Jr. Yeah.
The Cardinals just became one of my teams to follow, right?
Well, they haven't announced yet, have they? You ahead of me or
no? They haven't announced yet. Just says the pick is in and. Based off of how Marvin was looking,
showing Malik Neighbors.
Yeah, but compared to how Marvin was acting, I don't think he got the phone call. That means Marvin's
back. So hey, another thing from last Thursday. I gotta agree with Chris. Maybe it was Sunday, but I think it was last Thursday. That I was thinking to myself, and I put this in the comments, but it was a day or two later. I was thinking to myself, why are so few guys leaving, you know, in the portal? We still only have two, right? Hawkins and
Have you watched our video we put out? We put out five reasons why Ohio State hasn't lost too many to the portal. Here it comes.
I didn't see that.
There it is.
God, show it.
There it is. Beautiful.
All right, there we go.
You notice Marvin's dad's not there? I haven't seen Marvin's dad. Where's he at? Where's the Hall of Famer?
Is that his mom?
He's letting him enjoy his moment.
There's Ryan. Ryan Day's there. So, no, I didn't see the video. I got to go back and watch. But I agree. I was thinking about it. I'm like, maybe these guys just see this as a special season and they want to be a part of it. And then Chris said on the show last Thursday, you know, they want to enjoy the ride. And I agree with that 100%. I think these guys see that. Would you rather be playing at Colorado or would you rather be part of a national championship team, even if you're like, you know, the three deep guy?
Well, that was one of our five reasons we gave, was that there's a different feeling. You could feel it at the spring game. Chris made note of that right away. When all these guys whose name would have been called today or tomorrow in the NFL draft all decided to come back, we had a lot of second, third round draft picks in this NFL draft who said, we're going to come back. We're going to try to be first rounders. And in the process, we're going to right the wrongs from the last 3 years and we're going to go chase an Eddie. And I think that that's powerful. The momentum that is created from that is real. And and Ryan Day alluded to this in his recent interview with the national media, that the culture at Ohio State is good. It's great. And
yep.
And it is, you know, that there's a lot of talk about the culture. The team up north wants to talk about how bad our culture is. That seems to be their rallying cry.
Yeah.
But if you look at recruiting and you look at who came back, I would say the culture is much better than what they're alluding to. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yep, I agree with that. So,
Chris, yeah, but it was interesting.
I mean, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm good. I can wait. I'm good.
No, I was just going to say it's interesting, though. I mean, even as deep as receivers, I mean, you didn't see a guy like Bojo, Antwi, and I didn't think Ballard would, but Antwi maybe. And, I mean, Rogers already left and came back. So, you know, a couple guys here or there I thought maybe it'd be – and I think you guys thought a little more. I was thinking like six or seven. But,
yeah, that's about what we figured. But here's the thing, too. And Eric talked a little bit about the idea of betting on yourself. If you look at this team,
mm-hmm.
this team next year is going to have a huge amount of picks in the draft. And I think they're going to possibly look at setting the record for the number of first-round picks in the draft if they have the type of year we're expecting.
Yeah. Which is
there's going to be a lot of opportunity. A lot of opportunity next year for guys to step up and take those roles that are being vacated by all these guys who are going to the draft. So why not, like I said, sit back, enjoy the ride, get that ring as a part of this team, and then take your shot next year when all these guys move on.
I'm watching all them guys in the Cardinals war room flapping five and handshaking and congratulating themselves on getting we'll go with Gus Johnson, Maserati Marv, right?
That's right.
I know you guys don't like that.
I can't stand it.
I figured I'd throw it out.
I can't stand
it. I love it just because it aggravates Eric.
But because we have Maserati Marv, we ended up with Honda. So I guess I have to like it a little bit.
Yeah, I know. We had Honda too.
Should have been Hugo McCord.
So, all right. Well, I've taken up a lot of your guys' time. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. And stay tuned. One of these days soon, we're going to have he might even be on he might even be listening in. We're going to have Coon on here maybe next week.
Oh, really?
The backyard barbecue, Billy Bob's backyard, all access.
Yeah.
But,
I've got one of these awesome koozies from you, man. The Kevlar koozies here. These things are amazing.
Kevlar.
Neoprene?
Yes,
that too. Kevlar is quite a different thing, Eric.
If you had enough of these, it would be bulletproof. If you got stack them up,
exactly. That's right.
Maybe it's just all that Billy Bob Bud Light just right that gets you feeling bulletproof.
10 foot tall.
That's
too.
Right. Although today on Thirsty Thursday, I had a Florida man before I had a Billy Bob back. Bud Light just right. So,
anyways,
Florida man's a cigar city out of Tampa.
Now you're speaking my language. Hey, tell everybody where they can find you, man. We got a lot of new people listening.
Holy crap. Thank you very much. You can find me. I have a private group page at Billy Bob's Backyard Barbecue. I created a public Billy Bob's Backyard All Access. That's videos only. So if somebody doesn't want to weed through all my other stuff, you know, if you want to be part of all this stuff, you can go to Backyard Barbecue. Otherwise, Billy Bob's Backyard All Access. I post on X, although I'm probably not as spending as much money as you because I'm still getting trimmed on X. You know, I'm not spending the $22 a month. But Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that. So I appreciate the opportunity to give a little promo.
Hey, so. Billy Bob, appreciate you, my man. Thanks for calling in, And enjoy the rest of the draft. I know it's getting late for you. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, one last thing. The T-shirt that I was wearing today, I don't know if you saw my note. You know, just take where it has the circle with the old logo. Just put the new logo in there. Hang on, Sloopy, with the new logo, the helmet logo.
We might be able to do that. We might be able to swing that.
I mean, I like the shirt.
It is a good shirt.
I'd like a new one with the new logo.
But I'll say this: wait till you see what we have coming out. Chris and I are actually working with a T-shirt company, and we're about to drop a all new merch. And so
drop a bomb.
We're about to drop the bomb. That's right. And I saw the
drop a bomb on me.
Yeah, I saw the mock-ups of everything, and boy, do they look good. So it's gonna be. There's going to be a lot of new options, including hoodies. So looking forward to that. Hey, Billy Bob, thanks for calling
those
in, my man.
Those work well down here.
Not,
all right, man.
No, it doesn't. But, when you come up to Ohio, Billy Bob, you'll appreciate one.
I tell you, that is true.
Have a good night, buddy.
All right. See you, man. Bye.
All right, Chris. Sean, call back in, buddy. I saw where you were waiting in hold. Sean, call back in if you're still on. Love to talk to you, my man. Look who's in the house tonight. Look at this guy.
Carl. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Carl. My buddy Carl. Carl's in the house. Marvin, number one receiver drafted. Go Bucks. Brother Eric and Chris, amazing job. Proud of you. Thank you, Carl. Carl's my best friend in the whole wide world.
Think he can get us a hookup for an interview with Marv on that one?
Maybe. Carl knows everybody. Have you heard the Carl Hugler story with Kirk Herbstreit at game day? Were you with us?
I was with you. It was me, you, Wargo,
and Jeremy and Carl. Yeah,
walks right on up to the gate.
Only Carl would have that kind of luck to where he would. Oh, here we go. Pick is in. What? Here. Who do you think it is? Offensive lineman?
I'd have to think so.
Joe Alt. Yep. Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Oh, my. That's an interesting picture. She looks scared, doesn't she? Is that his girlfriend?
Fear has officially set in.
Hummus Hero! How's it going, my man? Good to have you with us tonight. We're just enjoying the draft.
She's probably afraid what kind of weird stuff Jimmy's going to pull.
Might be. Yeah, that look on her face. That look on her face was, oh, no. Or like Sarah said, no. Length. Oh, I don't know about this one, Chris. You are.
Did you see the comment from Odysseus 2002?
No. What is it? The cheaters up north wasted all their NIL money on extra walk-ons. I don't help me out.
I could see them buying walk-ons at this point.
Oh,
I really can.
True.
Because they aren't getting anybody up there.
No.
Nobody wants to be part of that mess.
No one wants to take a chance. Okay, you don't hug your sister like that, Sarah. Although it wasn't that big of a hug. He's got to pick his old man up. Bless his heart. His old man played in the NFL, right? That's his agent right there. Got to be, right? Slicked back hair.
He'll get the biggest hug of all.
Oh, yeah, of course. Where's Jimmy at? What weird thing is he going to do? It might be the most normal I've seen him right there.
Don't count on it to last.
Oh.
Although he won't get away with as much of that weird stuff with Goodell as he did with the NCAA.
I was reading that comment from Hummus Hero talking about
a rational Wolverine fan. There's such a thing.
He basically, Hummus said, no, he's not. Okay. Sarah, it was awkward. If it's his girlfriend tonight, it's their first date.
Hit your wagons. Hit your wagons to that money train.
Oh, yes. Okay. What did the Giants do here? This is where it's going to get interesting, right?
It is.
It's been all chalk. This is what everybody thought. But here's where it could get interesting. Do they go quarterback? Do they trade?
I could see a trade down here. I really could.
Boy, that didn't take long. The pick's already in. That was no time at all. Well, then, they had somebody they wanted. Did they go neighbors?
I think they had to. Unless I sure hope they didn't overdraft for a quarterback here.
Oh no! Did they take JJ? What a goofball! Look how goofy he looks.
If they did, that is the worst overdraft I've ever seen.
He still looks like a scared 12-year-old.
Well, if I had to go play behind that Giants offensive line, I'd be scared too.
Yeah, this is true. Brian agrees with us. They're going to take neighbors. This is where it gets interesting right here, Chris, because you're going to start to see a lot of movement now. People are going to be like, all right, who do we want? We have multiple guys. A lot of trading back might start to take place here. And if that happens, it's because someone's wanting to go up to get a quarterback. This will be interesting. Here we go. Picks in, man. Neighbors, yep. Neighbors. We called it. All right. Interesting. Yeah, this is actually a good comment from my wife. If it was going to be JJ, he was never going to follow in Eli's footsteps. JJ kind of reminds me of a goofy Eli a little bit. I think Eli's more talented, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely got the pedigree.
That's scary to be goofier than a Manning because that whole bunch is nuts.
Yeah, this is another good comment. Sean, by the way, call back in, Sean. Or someone else. If Sean doesn't want to call in, that's fine. We'll chat with somebody else. When the NCAA dropped the punishment for Burgergate, none of the coaches were named.
Correct.
However, have you seen how scorched earth Jim Harbaugh's lawyer has been?
Oh yeah, because he knows what's coming. He knows that Harbaugh is going to get named in the big claim. He's going to get it. I mean, I think the majority of that staff's going to get it.
Yes, half the Chargers staff will be suspended.
Yeah. He's right.
Not necessarily from the NFL, though.
Correct. But they
might not ever get the opportunity to go back and coach college. Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah.
And then Arizona State got drilled again.
Yes.
So that happened as well. So that was something else that I've been keeping an eye on because the NCAA is handing out some punishment lately. And that has me wondering if they have expedited what's going to happen to the team up north.
They're going to get nailed.
Dylan's in the house. You just missed Billy Bob, buddy. Billy Bob was in the house. He was asking about you, saying something about maybe you coming on his show next week. Let me know when that is so that I can check that out. Congratulations. One of Dylan's horses just had a colt the other night. So it was a long night for Dylan, and here he is watching the NFL draft with us. So we appreciate you being in, Dylan. Wait till the next pick comes in. You're going to love our little the pick is in ringtone here that we've got going on. All right. 419-341 is in the house. This is Sean. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Buckeye Boggs and Chris? Not Beanie Wells. How you guys doing tonight?
Not
we're good.
Not Beanie
good
Wells.
With you,
I love
man.
It. I want to give a shout out to all my Scoop friends and my old classmate Brian Oberst. I love Brian's list. That's almost a list I would have too. I think he pretty much nailed it. The top ten Buckeye receivers. The only one that I would say that I might add would be Paris Campbell. I always loved Paris Campbell. I loved his game.
Paris Campbell story. When we all went to Indy to watch the opening game of the season in Bloomington, that Paris Campbell, his speed absolutely changed that game. I remember he had a touchdown drop in the first half, but then he had a going away catch and run in the second half that just opened up the game. So he was so fast. Remember him throwing up deuces against the team up north on one of those runs too, where he just ran by everybody. Yes. His speed was a difference.
He ran that crossing pattern, remember? He caught and he went by everybody. No one could catch him that last game he played, the senior year against Michigan. He ran that short crossing pattern and he busted it for like 60 yards.
Yep.
They couldn't lay a hand on him.
Is Marv a top five wide receiver in your book or top 10?
Who?
Marvelous Marvin,
Marvin?
Harrison. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Marvin's top five. I would say CeCe, Terry Glenn, Boston, then Marvin. And probably Olave after that.
Now, you know why I have Olave in my top five, don't you? Have you heard this story, Sean?
I haven't.
All right. So, as I recall, when his freshman year, he really did nothing all year. And then out of the blue, in the last game of the regular season against that team up north in the game.
He blocked that punt.
He blocks a punt. He catches two touchdowns,
yeah.
And Gus and what's his name? Gus is color commentator there, guy from Colorado. Gosh, I can't think of names tonight.
Klatt.
Yeah, Joel Klatt.
Joel Klatt
says, man, is he smooth. And from that moment on, I realized that Chris Olave was so smooth. He was as smooth as my purple suede button-up sixth grade dance shirt. That's how smooth he was. We're talking 1993, purple suede with the skids. Remember the skids?
I'm still frightened that you were wearing purple suede in 1993.
And it was smooth. It was like Chris Olave. It was smooth. I had moves that first dance I didn't even know existed in this white guy's body.
I tell you, I think Devin Smith gets overlooked a lot. He was really big time for us, and he was a great receiver. I think Michael Thomas would have been higher up on the list, but what hurt him was having JT Barrett and not being able to – I mean, we didn't really give him the ball till Barrett went on. We got Cardale Jones in, so
yeah,
that kind of hurt his
my
numbers.
My wife is correcting me. It was Silk, Eric. It's
right. Okay, Silk is better.
It was Silk.
Sway's right. Frightening.
Yeah, it was Silk.
I mean, have you guys ever heard Zach Smith tell a story about Thomas?
No.
How he wanted to come back. He wanted to come back for his senior year because Keyshawn's his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to be an All-American like his uncle. And he wanted to try to get the Bolichnikoff Award, but he knew he would never get the numbers that his uncle got because of JT. So that's why they told him, you know, you better go pro. You wouldn't have a shot to be an All-American or to get the numbers that you want to get.
He ain't wrong, brother.
He's not. I mean, I love JT Barrett, but he wasn't the world's greatest passer, and I think we all know that. Loved the guy, played his heart out for us, helped us get a natty. He was undefeated against Michigan. Loved the guy, but he wasn't a great passer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
He was a good college quarterback, but not great.
No, you're right. Brian Oberst, didn't he say something like smooth as a pillow? Gus Johnson said he was as cool as the other side of the pillow.
So,
that's what Gus, I think Gus said about.
How about that team up north losing their top freshman linebacker who's from Michigan? He comes in April and he doesn't even make it till he just enrolled, then he leaves.
Writing's on the wall.
I mean, how long was he there?
Writing's on the wall. He wants to be able to play for a postseason championship. It ain't going to happen there.
I can't wait, because when that hammer comes down, there's about three or four podcasts I'm going to go troll after what they've been saying. I can't wait.
You ain't alone on that, man.
There's a lot of...
Oh, you best believe when the hammer falls that Chris and I – well, first off, we're going to go to Pittsburgh to party with Wargo. So that's what we're going to do. So they say the pick is in.
Here I'm going to go on that.
I'm going to go with Olu here.
JT.
Oh, he's a bum.
Offensive tackle.
He was supposed to come to Ohio State, and he blew us off. He flipped to Alabama.
Yep, he was one that we were chasing at the end. You got some nice chops there.
I'll definitely jump on Locked On Wolverines and give that douchebag a piece of my mind when the hammer falls after he badmouths all Ohio State fans. I can't wait.
So,
but I think it's funny because Jim Harbaugh said JJ was a generational quarterback, the best quarterback in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he take him there? Why didn't he trade Herbert to go get JJ if JJ was so good?
Well, it's a business now. You don't have to sit there and lie to 18-year-old kids and their parents. It's a business now in the NFL.
One thing I wanted to ask you, them show causes, exactly how, when they say a coach gets a show cause, what exactly do they mean by that?
A show cause is basically a punishment that is handed down from the NCAA where you as a coach and the university who would employ you are not able – number one, you're not able to coach, and number two, university's not able to employ you as a coach. It's a time period that they enforce punishment on you where you cannot be a collegiate football coach.
So basically, it's a suspension.
It's a fancy word for – so like Trestle got a 5-year show cause.
Yes.
For what?
For a lot less.
Did. Which, by the way, with Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back, when does the 2010 team get their records reinstated? And when does Trestle get his wins back?
Why did Reggie get his Heisman back?
Because for what he did back then, Chris, they're doing now.
But he broke the rules when the rules were in place.
It doesn't matter.
The Heisman Trophy is a different thing than the NCAA doesn't have any control over it. So that's why they were able to give him back his Heisman.
Yeah, by the way, it wasn't the NCAA who gave him his Heisman back. It was the Heisman Trust.
Yep.
Which is just another slap in the face of the NCAA that no one cares what you think. No one's listening to you.
Well, if you look at what happened to Arizona State, I think Michigan ought to be really, really worried right now. Because they got drilled what Herman Edwards did.
Yes, and it was for basically the same thing as Burgergate, except a little bit more extreme than what even the team up north did. And they got hammered for it. Let me take that back. They didn't get absolutely hammered. They got punished hard. But someone can still go into Arizona State and be successful. It's not like they gave them the death sentence here. But
they got like a 2-year bowl ban, and they got all those wins vacated. I don't know if they lost scholarships or not. I didn't see that.
I don't believe they lost scholarships, but there's some show causes there for Herm Edwards and some other coaches as well.
Antonio Pierce.
Went nameless. They didn't name them, which is so weird to me. It's like, you know, I don't know. It just seems odd to me. So wait a minute.
Did you ever see that show cause at Alabama baseball coach guy. He got like 80 years of show causes, something crazy like that for betting on the.
He was the one who called the guy who bet on the game.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, the pitch, the starting pitcher's not pitching. You might want to bet against us. So, so I got to ask a question here. I got to ask a question because,
okay,
Chris, this is for you. Why are all these guys wearing sunglasses inside?
Their future's so bright, they got to wear shades, man.
There it is. That's my boy.
When you're that cool, the sun shines on you all the time, I guess.
Yeah. So. That's right.
Oh, God.
So what do you think here? I think Atlanta goes corner here.
You don't think they go McCarthy?
No. I think they'll take either Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo or Terrion Arnold out of Alabama.
Maybe. How's their offensive line?
Their offensive line is okay. They could use a little help at tackle, but I don't think it's an immediate need.
So if they don't go quarterback here, Chicago's up at number 9.
Oh, they just signed Kirk Cousins.
Do you know? Oh my gosh, Sarah. My wife is on a roll tonight. That girl sitting next to JJ is definitely his girlfriend. She looks trashy.
That's his sister. All his girlfriend's sister, same thing up there, right?
Oh, ouch. All right, so if you're Chicago, oh, picks in. Here we go. If you're Chicago, if they don't take a quarterback here, Chicago should take McCarthy at 9. And you say, wait a minute, didn't they draft Williams number 1? Yes. Now they hold that chip and they say, who wants him?
Yeah. How many firsts can I get for him?
Yeah, exactly.
They just said to Michael Penix
Jr.
No. What the hell?
What?
Wow.
What?
There you go. You want to know where the shock was.
The draft just started, guys.
Wow.
I bet the Michigan people are going nuts now.
That is a major. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Penix Jr. I think he probably is right as far as the fourth best quarterback in this draft goes. But that was a serious overreach.
No.
That was a major overreach. How does a team that needs help at the corners take and pass up two really great corners and draft them?
Right, Chris, they should have went with the corner out of Toledo.
That was my pick.
Wow. Okay.
Now you got Chicago back on the clock.
Now we need to go check out JJ McCarthy. Focus on JJ McCarthy and his family now. Let's all see what's going on in the McCarthy household since Penix Jr. got drafted over top of him.
So do you think Odunze here is the next pick for Chicago?
I would say so. You got to get Caleb some weapons. I mean, they did get him Keenan Allen.
This is Chicago, so they're not going to do anything that makes sense, guys. Let's be honest here.
That's true. Maybe a kicker.
He's the best kicker.
I mean, they're not the smartest people, you know.
They'll probably go defense for no reason at all.
How stupid is that, though, guys? They could have got if they wanted Penix that bad, they probably could have traded back up into the end of the first round and got him.
You could see him take Dallas Turner, the edge out of Alabama here. They do need help. Somebody opposite Marcus Sweat.
Oh, that would be a nasty combination with those two.
I mean, every player for the first 8 picks has been offensive. So they have their choice of the best defensive player in this draft. So maybe it's not crazy to go defense here, which means they probably will go offense.
Chris, that's a good idea to get Turner.
Turner, that edge out of Alabama, put him opposite Sweat, and just let him wreak havoc.
Jeremiah Yoder, J.J. McCarthy is crapping himself, and I love it.
Now,
Harbaugh's probably texting him.
What happens when Bo Nix goes next?
Oh, dude. That would be epic. That would be so good.
I tell you what, though, I like Bo Nix.
I do, too.
He's going to be great. I think he might even be better than Penix, actually.
Well, Penix I like, but I just don't know with his injury history is what scares me with Penix.
Yep. I mean, he's tore both ACLs, and he's not the biggest guy in the world.
So I don't have the volume on, but if I was reading lips, did Mel Kiper just say someone tried to trade up to get Michael Penix Jr.?
That could be. But then again, is it an actual real try to trade up, or was it, you know, these guys just playing their games?
Yeah, they're bringing up his injury history now, which was concerning.
Boggy, I didn't catch what you said or had to say earlier on my comment about Jim Harbaugh in the NFL. Do you think once the hammer drops on Michigan, how bad do you think he's going to get nailed by the NFL?
I don't think he
like
will.
Kessel did?
I don't think he will. I think that the NFL is going to let him slide for a couple reasons. Number one, his brother has been a great ambassador for the NFL. Much as I hate to say that. And I mean,
John's a great coach.
Let's be honest here. As weird as Jimmy is, John is actually pretty straight-laced.
Yeah.
So I think the NFL also probably reassured the Chargers organization that they weren't going to picks in. Here we go.
I'm calling Dallas Turner here, I think.
Oduze.
Yeah. Romain Oduze.
Back-to-back Huskies.
Yeah, I also heard that.
Yeah.
I also heard that Goodell was pretty embarrassed about the way things happened with Pete Carroll when he ran to the NFL and didn't get punished. So,
but
I think they might take like a draft pick.
But the precedent's been set that they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And here's the thing, too. You look at this. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it from the NFL perspective, but, you know, we've talked about how everybody's backing out of, as far as, you know, you got your commits backing out. You got guys in the portal. We all, I think, can concede that this Michigan team is in a lot of trouble. Yeah. How much easier does that make it for the NCAA to come down on them now?
I don't think the NCAA looks at that at all.
I think it makes it an easier decision. There's a lot that you're going to catch a lot of.
No, you know what makes this a hard decision for them is they won the Natty last year.
Well, and again,
decision for them.
And there's an argument that they can't take the national title because the CFP committee is separate. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's the thing. They don't have to recognize it either.
Yeah.
If they can't officially strip it, they don't have to recognize
it. This is where JJ goes. The Jets traded to Minnesota. Minnesota just traded up to the 10th pick. Here we go.
You guys look at what the NCAA said about Arizona State. They said that they cooperated with them fully, and they got punished that bad. Michigan basically gave them the double bird and wouldn't cooperate. So I think after they've been getting nailed in all these court cases and made, you know, they've been looking like a fool, I think they're going to – this is their chance to really, you know, put it to them. And I think they're going to put it to them, especially the way Harbaugh and them guys basically gave them the bird on their way out and wouldn't talk to them.
The pick is in, and it's Will Levis.
I don't understand why Minnesota would take that bum.
If this is Bo Nix, I swear, I'm gonna celebrate. I'm gonna celebrate so hard if this is Bo Nix.
I will cry from laughing so hard.
Oh my goodness!
I still can't believe Penix went to Atlanta. That's just after all that money they gave Kirk Cousins, and then they go and draft him. Wow.
You know what though? I think it's a decent move if you're going to take quarterback, just because now you got him able to sit behind Cousins, learn for a year, put on some muscle mass, get healthy, learn the system. You know, Cousins has still got a year or two of good football left in him.
Yeah.
Let him Oh, let him go out there and carry the clipboard for a couple of years. Just get him get his game straight, and then, you know, bring him in to compete a year, 2 years down the road.
Yeah. They say the pick is in, but we're waiting for them to do all their jazzing around here. Are they going to literally go to commercial break even though the pick is in?
Of course they are.
They are. They're just going to drag this thing out. We are only 9 picks into this thing, and it is 9:15. There is no way I'm making it through the end of the first round tonight. I'm just telling you straight up. No way.
Oh, come on.
Hey, answer me this.
We're all rooting for Bo, Dennis.
Yeah. We got to get Nevada to show up in the chat after Scoop. When Scoop goes off, you guys need to get Nevada Buck to come hang out in the chat after Scoop goes off the air one of these times when we're on. That'd be great. Of course, he probably has a different handle name when he's on here. He's the international man of mystery, so.
Yeah, I know. I've never really – I've talked to Kirk before, you know, messaging back and forth, but I've never talked to Nevada. I actually got Kirk to do Juck on Box because Juck's a good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's so got a great show.
Well, and we've had Kirk on here before. He's a good guy. To get Kirk.
Yep. Kirk joined us last year. Yes, so we had him on, but nothing will ever beat Greg Fry. And dropping some heat on John Cooper.
He decimated John Cooper.
Not what we expected at that moment, man. And he read me like a book because when he did it, I was like, and he was like, I know that might surprise you a little, Eric, but just to be honest with you, don't like the man. I was like, wow. That was not what I expected.
How about Jeremy Birmingham's interview with Devin Sanchez? And Devin Sanchez rips Roosters, their big sponsor, on the interview. The look on Berm's face was priceless. Did you see that?
I didn't.
I love it.
The only thing that would have made that better was if what's his name was doing the interview instead of Berm. No, not Bobby. Bobby would have laughed.
Austin Bobby Ward. Loves Roosters.
Yeah, Austin, I've lost 50 pounds Ward, yeah.
No, you got to look it up. It's Nakeem Offord and Devin Sanchez are on with Berm, and they came for the spring game, and Berm was asking them about Roosters because Roosters is their big sponsor. You know, how'd you like it? Oh, he said he said how bad it was and he'd never go back there again. It was freaking hilarious. The look on Berm's face, he looked like he pissed himself. I mean,
is he a big Canes fan? You know,
I don't know. There was too much breading on the wing. No, it was horrible.
Oh, is this the fake laughing? Are we all doing the fake laughing?
Wait a minute. Let's talk about Canes for a minute. Canes is not that great.
It's not. I agree with you, Chris.
Canes, what makes Canes is the sauce.
It's not bad.
It's not the chicken. The chicken is average.
The crinkle fries are terrible.
Yeah.
The Texas toast is great, but the crinkle fries ruin the experience for me.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you.
Chick-fil-A is the best out of the chicken, in my opinion.
It's not even close. Yeah, and by the way, the mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A, all right, the pick is in. Here we go.
Never had it.
Come on, man. The pick's been in for how many minutes now? They're all standing around
Bo.
It might not be a quarterback. I didn't see like an extraordinarily happy face there on McCarthy. Unless that was like filmed earlier and it wasn't a live shot.
Well, I mean, they need offensive line. Well, I wouldn't want to have a smile
Minnesota
on my face if they did
line,
call.
Dude. Minnesota needs a line.
Their offensive line is awful.
They need a quarterback.
They don't have a running back. Their quarterback's, you know, and a questionable. When you got Darnold as your lead guy, you're in trouble. So here they should definitely go defense.
Coconut, if you go on our YouTube channel, we actually have an entire list of interviews we've done. If you click on that, you'll see all the interviews. One of them is Greg Fry. That's how you'll find that interview.
And you wrote Cooper in it?
That's it. I might have been a little bit trigger happy there. All right, here we go. Oh, we're bringing out people. First, we got to bring out everybody to like do some kind of celebratory thing and announcement. You know, this is going to be like a family who's lost someone to like a man and or a father and husband overseas or something, right? That's going to be what this is. Yep.
Come on, Bo Nix.
If this is Bo Nix, I really think we should just end the show right here. Right? Oh. This is great podcasting. Dead air, right?
If they do Bo Nix, we need to all troll James Yoder and make fun of him.
James.
How great Eastern McCarthy was going to be. Oh, man, come on.
Bo knows. Oh, man. And the overreach is official.
Oh. I was so bad wanted there to be zero Wolverines in the first 10 picks.
Vikings fans, thank you, franchise. They just flushed the next 5 years down the toilet.
That's the first Michigan skilled player to be drafted in the first round since Braylon Edwards.
Oh my gosh.
We know how well that turned out.
If you were to cast Beavis in a live action movie, there's your dish.
There's your dish. Ah, I love it.
Well, guys, I'm gonna get going.
Hey,
I'll listen to the rest of the show. But you guys have a great night. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, OH man.
IO brothers. Bye.
Oh my gosh, Chris, that was funny, dude. That right there is the comment of the night. If you were to cast Beavis in a live-action movie.
There's your douche. Oh, so we got the Jets on the clock, man.
Well, how many picks do you want to go through? You want to do a couple more?
We'll do a couple more. All right. Maybe go.
You've been yawning since we started tonight, man. And I got about two hours sleep last night. Yeah, I got maybe three or four. I just kept waking up.
Yeah.
It was a long day at work with interviews.
So we're on 11. Let's give it till 15 at the most.
We have time for one more call if somebody wants to call in tonight. We got time for one more call.
What are you feeling with the Jets, Eric? I'm telling you.
If they're rolling with Aaron Rodgers, it's either going to be a weapon, right, or an offensive lineman.
I feel like they got to go tackle. I mean, yeah, they could use another receiver, but I just don't see a receiver good enough.
The best two tackles.
I think there is another option. You know, Aaron Rodgers loves a good tight end, and Brock Bowers is still on the board.
I was going to say, it's a weapon, though. That would be a weapon. That's kind of the best of both worlds right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me
explain this message right here from Butcher. JJ to Minnesota. Thank God. He's a Giants fan. He literally told me, if Giants choose JJ,
he was switching teams.
I'm done with being a Giants fan. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Like, if the Bengals were to pick JJ, or if they would have gone with, like, Harbaugh as their coach, I don't think I could have rooted for him. My allegiance to Ohio State lies too deep than to sit there and have to root for someone who was the enemy, right?
Well, let me tell you. I've been a Cleveland fan for years, Eric. And as a Cleveland fan, I've watched Cleveland overreach on many, many quarterbacks. Most recently, Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker, I think he's a decent quarterback, but he was not worthy of a number one pick. of all these, and I'm talking Mayfield, I'm talking Manziel, I'm talking Brandon Weeden. I'm telling you right now, J.J. McCarthy was a bigger overreach than any of those.
So,
and outside of Baker, they all suck.
Let me answer this tweet from Dylan. Big Game Boomer just tweeted, and I quote, "There's your first problem, Big Game Boomer. That guy is a total dweeb. He makes comments that even he doesn't believe just to get a reaction from people." So I don't even know that this quote is legit. Like, does he really believe that? J.J. McCarthy will win a Super Bowl before every QB that's been drafted in front of him. Get out of here with that. All right, here we go.
I got like Brock or Olu here.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
I like.
I think Olu's a great.
I like.
He's a great lineman. He really is.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers just stayed upright a little bit longer.
Well, maybe if he goes out there and trips over the white chalk on the field again.
Yeah. Now, so here comes the interesting one. You got Denver, who just needs everything.
Oh, I love this. Okay, I love this. So the girlfriend's there, right? And she's all happy. And the mom's like, oh, no, you're not getting in my way. Like, the mom is, like, blocking her out, getting all the hugs from the son. The
mom's like, you better sit down, sister.
Know your role and sit over here, girl. I gave birth to him. I raised him. I fed him. That first contract is mine. The signing bonus is all mom's. Mama got a new pair of shoes.
I got to tell you, I am very surprised. We are 12 picks in, and the guy who I still think is the best edge rusher on the board, Dallas Turner, still sitting there.
Yeah.
And we've been very offense heavy. And I really feel like people are going to miss out on this. And all I can say is if he drops low enough, please, Cleveland, make a trade. Get him in there. Put him opposite Myles Garrett.
Trying to find a live draft tracker that won't have a bunch of ads playing in my ear holes while I look this up, but I want to say the Big Ten is winning right now in picks. Right?
Well, I can tell you every pick.
Let's look. Here we go. Let's count them up. All right. So, Jaden Daniels, that's pack two. can't count that one. All right. We have Daniels.
Are you talking about Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, because Jaden Daniels is LSU.
Yep, so there's one for the SEC. And then Drake May's ACC. And then Marv was Big Ten. So there's four for the Powers. Then we have pick five was Joe Alt, right?
From Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, that don't count for anything. Malik Nabers. So there's two from the
two from LSU.
Yep. J.C. Latham, three.
Yeah.
Penix was Pac-12.
Pac-12.
Yep. And then Rome was Pac-12. Wow, they've had three.
They've had three, yeah.
And then McCarthy. Big Ten has had two. And then Oluwadu
is three.
So three from SEC, three from the Big Ten, three from the Pac-12 so far.
You got three from a conference that doesn't even exist anymore.
So do you think the Big Ten conference counts those guys, tries to count them tonight? Like they send out a graphic from Big Ten Twitter's like.
I think they should.
Big Ten breaks an all-time record with first-round draft picks. And they're counting the guys from Washington and USC.
They are officially part of the Big Ten at this point.
All right, Dylan, you guys get a first-round pick paycheck. What are you buying first? Got to be a car, right?
House.
No. Those guys aren't going to go buy a house first. They wouldn't get to really enjoy it.
What's the first thing I do? Pay off my student loans.
Paying the Ohio State University student loans?
that's a good question, though. I mean, what would you do first? And there's Sarah being responsible.
Yep.
And that's probably the same thing my wife would say, but I don't know, Eric. I'm thinking what I'm doing is the first thing I'm doing is buying us our podcasting motorhome so that we can, of course, travel around to every road game.
So what I'm doing, a mobile podcasting studio.
Mobile podcasting studio. We'll go on the road.
Dennis, given your picture, this makes perfect sense, brother.
I'll tell you, Dennis, you can't go wrong with that.
You ever that country song, Money Can't Buy You Happiness, but it can buy me a boat? I think the College Huddle would have a new headquarters. The College Huddle would have a new headquarters, and we would go compete with Bleacher Report and probably take them out of business. I think we're better than Bleacher Report already. Can I be honest?
Oh, I agree.
Have you been to their website? Looked at least their college part of their site.
Yeah.
I don't think we're compete. Obviously, we're not even trying to compete with their professional stuff there. But if you go to Bleacher Report's college site, we kill them. Yeah. College Huddle's much better. So, yeah. Dylan, clearly y'all are adults. First thing first, my own ranch for the horses, a helicopter, and a suite at Purdue football games. The suite at the football games would be cool. Okay, that would be cool. I got to hand it to you for Dylan.
They have suites in that tiny little stadium?
Yes, they have them. They were across the field. You saw them. Just because you were being blocked by Big Mac Betty, Mary. Big Mac Betty's her cousin.
Her cousin?
Yeah.
Hear that, and Dylan?
Whopper Wanda.
Dylan, she's got a cousin for you. You know, Big Mac Mary, she's spoken for because that's Aaron's girl, but she got herself a cousin for you.
Eric, you son of a gun. Oh, here we go. This one's just for you, Chris. We're going to put it right on your head.
Bo Nix could go here.
Now, you mean to tell me that he couldn't have gone – he could have went two picks before. All right, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The run on quarterbacks this year in this draft.
He did go, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm delayed behind you, I think, because it just popped on mine.
All right, that family's got some big eyebrows. Seriously, look at the guy on the right hand corner. Those things are like caterpillars, man.
Ooh.
There's your sponsor, Bo Nix. Bo Nix, NIL deal.
Caterpillar. Caterpillar farm equipment. Oh, man.
The Big Mac Mart in the Chris Wilds Memorial Suite.
I think this has got to be Quinyon Mitchell here. I really do.
To the Raiders?
To the Raiders.
All right, this will be our last pick, guys. No one else has called in, so this will be our last pick for the night. Chris and I are going on fumes here. Been fun. By the way, guys, if you haven't already, please consider being a member. Only costs $3.99 a month. After you've been a member for a month, you'll get this sweet T-shirt. Plus, you get free shipping from the Chris's online store, which you can go to theohiopodcast.com. Click on the store and check out all the good items that he has on there. And you can get free shipping if you're a member. Okay, guys? Also, these bad boys just dropped. These are double insulated. beautiful laser printed tumblers. There's the top. It's got the, I don't know if you see that, but it's got
the little hole to drink out of.
It's where you put your straw in it or just drink out of it. And it's tight, man. It's like, this thing's really hard to take off of there. So it's not going to spill. And I had ice in mine the other day. Lasted all day. My ice did. Actually, I was chewing on ice even in the afternoon at like 4 o'clock. So they are awesome. Just had my warm tea in my other one here. My wife brought up for me this evening. So go check those out. Dennis, thanks for coming in tonight, man. Appreciate you.
We have all kinds of things on that store too, Eric. It's, we got a little bit of NFL stuff. We got a lot of Ohio State stuff. Of course, we're going to be doing the big drop with the podcast merch. And Dylan, if it's not there, it will be soon. Just for you, my man. I'll throw up some Purdue stuff for you.
Oh, hey, I have some Purdue stickers I need to send Dylan. So if Dylan buys something from you, let me know, because I have some Purdue stickers left over from our Chris Wiles Memorial Trophy helmet. Yes, thank you. Dylan, I need that tumbler. Dylan, brother, dude. $45. And I'll
become
and
a member and it's free shipping.
Well, I'll tell you what, I might hand deliver yours to you, because I think you and I might be hooking up with Billy Bob next month. He's coming to Cincinnati, and so we might see one another. So, yeah, if you're interested, let us know. We've got plenty of them. We got, like, I think 30 something on the store, so there's plenty in stock for you guys.
Well, we have 24 on the store is what we had.
24 there, in the store.
Yeah, you had six.
I kept the other six, didn't I?
Brock Bowers. That's a good pick.
Georgia. But, you
know, talented kid, but I'll tell you, it didn't really feel
good. Look at the tattoo on the leg on that woman. Sister? Obviously, girlfriend to his right, mom to his left, and the sister has got a tattoo on that leg like I have never seen before.
Well, all right.
I need to get out more, don't I?
You do.
ZZM, I'm in Cincinnati too. Awesome, man. We might have to go do a live show down in Cincinnati. We've been to Cleveland. We've done one in Delaware or Powell.
What's that? That's is that Hamilton County?
Hamilton County, yeah.
Do we have an alumni club in Hamilton County that wants the sponsors to come down?
Yeah, we'll do a show. We've been Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Powell, and Southeast Ohio. Where was that?
Marietta.
Marietta is where we've done live shows before.
Lots of fun.
It is. Marion, of course. Yeah. Marion. Awesome, guys. Great show. Appreciate all of you being in the chat tonight. Please like, share, subscribe. It really does help the channel. By the way, if you are a member, tomorrow another video for just members drops, Chris. This one's
a fun one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We break down, this is what you call a tease. We break down who is on Ross Bjork's list of possible coaching candidates if things were to go south for Ryan Day this year. I know that's sacrilegious to say, but as we explained, every GM has a list. Who could possibly be on Ross Bjork's list? That's what that video is. And it is incredibly interesting, the path Chris and I end up going down talking about some of these names. Not going to want to miss it. Be a member. Check out that video tomorrow. We will be back Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. We will review the NFL draft, and we'll have all kinds of other things to talk about.
Announce our winner.
Yep, we'll announce who the winner was. That's right. So far, we all have 20 points.
That's right.
So we got all 5, 5, 5 and the extra bonus 5 for getting all 3 right. So we're off to a good start tonight. I doubt we'll see any more Buckeyes drafted in the first round. We possibly could see 2 to 3 tomorrow in rounds 2 and 3. So we'll be watching that for that as well. ZZM, you want to be a member and watch the video.
Yeah.
Trust me. Until next time, be kind to one another. I owe someone's OH. Sing Carmen High with all your heart. OH.
I owe.
Go Bucks.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.